Welcome back, everybody, to the Rusted Culture Show. This is episode 25. 25 of these things I've done. God sakes. And this is where we chat about everything that's rusted. Rusted in today's political culture. And I have to say, I'm pretty happy to be one of those people that John McCain refers to as loud and bombastic that's on the internet. Hang in there, folks. We've got a neat show coming right up. Well, you know, I'd like to get some of the small stuff out of the way first here. Some of the small stuff. And I guess you can call him the leading alt-right chucklehead, Alex Jones, the one and only, is vacationing in lovely Hawaii right now. And all I can say, man, is for the love of God and nation, put your damn shirt on. Put the shirt on. Please. You look like a walking Buddha for crying out loud here. I mean, are there no filters anymore? I mean, a walking Buddha. The big old hairy chest. I mean, it's gross, gross, gross. Maybe I'm just a Midwestern prude here. You know, sitting here in the, you know, smack dab in the Midwest. Maybe I'm just a Midwestern prude. But, you know, I don't want to toot my horn here, but I'm in much better shape. And I don't walk around with my shirt off. It's just, I just don't do it. I mean, you can't unsee the old potbelly shirtless. I mean, thank the Lord he wasn't wearing a Speedo. He left that in the luggage. Guy, who knows? Maybe it's tomorrow's treat. I mean, if he had had that on, he certainly would have cleared the beach. But these folks, the alt-right loudmouth, you know, they do anything to get in the news. Ann Coulter, one of my favorites. My perennial favorite, old Annie. You know, she's got to be a believer in the fact that there's no such thing as bad publicity, as quoted by Phineas T. Barnum. You know, she must believe in that when she launched into that tirade about being bumped out of the airline seat, which she paid an extra $30 for. I mean, talk about snowflake. Come on. Sit down and shut up, Anne. Aren't we all sick of it yet? I mean, anything. They do anything to get in the news. Well, folks, you talk about doing anything to get in the news here. The next up show here that I've got coming up, the next presentation, is about how Trump is infecting America. And the Americans, us, hang in there. Well, folks, it's no mystery. I'm no conservative. Boo. But I do believe in God and America. That's what I believe in. And I do believe in Americans and the future of America. But I don't buy how Trump is guiding America into the gutter with trash talk. And I believe this has not only devalued America, but it's also cheapened our brand in the eyes of the world. It's all a part of what I call the Trump infection, led by the king of chaos himself, Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump he's done just about everything in the book here. He's cast doubt over our electoral process that our relatives have fought and died to keep. Cast doubt over that like it was nothing. And on top of it all, he's cast that electoral process here in America into doubt, even though he won the electoral vote. Need I say, he lost the popular vote. And that's the reason why he's doing all this. He lost the popular vote, but he won the electoral vote. I mean, the man's president, and he's still got a major bone to pick about the electoral process, cheapening it, degrading it. And folks, like I said, our relatives, they fought and died for the democratic process. Which I don't know if you knew this or not, but a recent poll by Politico indicated that 49% of Trump voters think he won the popular vote. 49% of Trump voters think he won the popular vote. What are we dealing with here, folks? I'm not going to go into it. And I'm not calling Trump voters deplorables. I know some very nice people. And some I've indicated that are, in fact, very good friends that voted for Donald Trump. And I haven't spoken to them in a while. But I don't know if they're disillusioned about the process or not. But very good people that have been led to believe that this man is good for America. Well, one of the things we're finding out here is that Donald Trump's election team here that helped put him into office had a lot more to do with Russia than we ever thought possible. As the days go clicking by, we learn more and more, much to the chagrin of Donald Trump. And, you know, Donald Trump, the thing that just gets me here is that he's got no regard for anything. Doesn't care. And simply out of a hatred for Obama, he's risking damage to our country, our environment, and he's done this by appointing to almost every government agency the worst deconstructionist to run these key agencies. I mean, it's to put it mildly, folks, it's hurting our brand. That's going to hurt our country. You know, these people that he's put into these agencies, they've only begun their work of harming our country. Things like the environment are going to suffer immeasurably. Scott Pruitt, Donald Trump's EPA appointee, is just getting started. He's just getting the party started. The list goes on and on. You know, all of these appointees were appointed out of a hatred for Obama and the desire to deconstruct every thread of Obama's legacy. It's all motivated by jealousy and hatred that Donald Trump has for Obama. I mean, is that any way to run a country? No. No. Well, not only is Trump infecting the foundation of our institutions and the advances that we've made in healthcare that Obama put in process, those advances were put into place and what's there now should be fixed and not nixed. Well, Trump is also infecting the minds of our youth, we just heard last week, the very bedrock of America's future. Last week, Trump addressed the Boy Scouts of America in West Virginia and came across, in my opinion, as a selfish, self-serving mouthpiece to carry his nasty, nasty political message to Americans. And you know what? He missed an opportunity, a real golden opportunity to speak to the youth of America assembled there by talking right through them to the media. Talked right through them. You wouldn't imagine that the guy's got an 11-year-old son. He talked right through him. You know, it's sad and selfish. It's the Trump infection right at work here, folks. And it's not always been this way. I mean, this is not normal here, folks. You know, we've had past presidents like FDR at a Boy Scout Jamboree in 1937 that said, and I quote him here, "The individual who by inaction or opposition slows up honest, practical, far-seeing community effort is the fellow who is holding back civilization and holding back the objectives of the Constitution of the United States." That's what FDR said at one of the jamborees. Now, in contrast, Trump, who I know doesn't drink, you know, that's what he said, came across like a guy that has had a few. Tipped something back there, you know, just had a few when he rambled on and on about everything from saying, "We're going to say Merry Christmas again." Well, I say Merry Christmas today. He rambled on about that to sailing yachts in the south of France, to cocktail parties where the hottest people in New York City were in attendance, he said. All this to thousands and thousands of young Boy Scouts. And of course, Donald Trump used the opportunity to prattle to the media about his health care bill that promises to leave about 22 million Americans without access to health care. You know, at best, the whole speech was an incoherent and rambling speech that made no sense and probably left all the kids dazed and confused. You know, what a missed opportunity in a show of a selfish man with a political agenda. Selfish, selfish, selfish. Now, I ask you, if you're parents, should kids look up to this president? Should kids aspire to be like this president? And if you have kids, I'm just going to let you ponder that thought here for music. And stay tuned. We're going on to the next segment here in just a second. So, folks, you've seen it. You've heard it undoubtedly by now. Just what in the Sam hell has made Donald Trump go cannibal on old Jeff Sessions? Just what is going on here? You know, this is his newly minted attorney general from the Deep South. Now, it's so bad. It's so bad he's going cannibal on old Mr. Sessions here that Rex Tillerson, who I have to say, folks, I do have respect for Rex Tillerson and his role. And Rex Tillerson is even hinting that Trump has been so unprofessional in his comments about Jeff Sessions that he's even considering resigning. What? I mean, you've got to be kidding. I mean, here, it just gets more and more ridiculous every day as the Trump infection spreads. I mean, have you ever seen or heard anything like the drama coming from the White House? I mean, really? Think back. Conservative? Liberal? Have you ever seen anything like it? Progressives? People in the middle? People that don't know, don't care? I mean, have you ever seen anything like it? I mean, I hope this is not the new normal in America, folks. I mean, it really cheapens our brand both here and internationally. Now, what Trump is doing is trying to make old Jeff Sessions' life, he's trying to make his life so miserable that the old boy just gets up and leaves the office. And you might say, well, what's the reason? Why? I mean, why? Well, the reason why is that only Jeff Sessions can fire Robert Mueller, who's leading the Russian probe. And let me tell you, Robert Mueller is evidently getting warmer, if not hotter, every day in his pursuit of the truth that Trump wants Sessions out of office simply because he recused himself from the Russian probe. And that just means, in a nutshell, folks, that Jeff Sessions can't fire Robert Mueller. So he's no good to Trump. If Trump gets Sessions out, he can get an attorney general in that office that's a puppet that would fire Robert Mueller. That's it. That's why he wants him gone. I mean, could it be any more transparent? The Trump infection. That's all Trump wants. He just wants leverage over Robert Mueller. And leverage and control over where this probe is going. He wants a little hook into Robert Mueller to be able to squeeze him into where this probe is going. It's not going to be pretty, folks, when it all ends. But is that sleazy? I mean, is it sleazy to do that? Look, I mean, yeah. You bet it's sleazy. Is that corrupt? You bet it's corrupt. All I'm going to say is grab your pitchforks here, folks, for the lock 'em up chant. And by the time this darn probe is over, I mean, the lock 'em up chant, it's going to be ringing from sea to shining sea. Just mark my words. Well, I want you to keep those pitchforks handy, and I want them shiny and polished here, America, because we're going to need them to kill the darn bill, the infamous healthcare bill that promises to leave 22 million Americans 22 million of our countrymen without insurance, according to the Congressional Budget Office. This is the same plan and the same ideas that Trump says is really, really wonderful for the American people. So really, what exactly is really, really wonderful about a health care plan that leaves 22 million Americans without insurance? I mean, that's my question. What's really wonderful about that? I mean, what kind of conscience do these people have anyway? Did they get elected just to hurt America and Americans? Is that why they were elected? So, America, I want you to, you've got to keep the fight up. Keep up the pressure to keep the advances that were made by Obama in healthcare. Fix what needs fixing and keep the rest. Don't forget, folks, here, these old crusty lawmakers that don't care about you. They don't care about you no matter how much they think leaving 22 million Americans without health care is good for America. They don't care about you. And it's up to us, Americans, to fight for America's health care. Well, folks, it's just going to unfold from here. I want you to stay tuned. We've got another show coming up here in about a week or so. I want to thank you for the listen. And yes, America, the America we love, it's still worth fighting for. And for that, I want to thank you and wish you a good day and come back again.